What does the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier have to do with the Great Commission? Well, stay tuned and we'll look at one way to connect the dots. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories are about making disciples. We've got a reflection, a story, and a charge from South Sudan. But we're going to start today in North America, where a recent Barna study discovered that half of American churchgoers don't recognize the Great Commission. It's in Matthew 28:19 when Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." So why is this so important? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says, it's like the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the U.S.
The guard who has been on duty says to the one who's coming on, "Orders remain unchanged." And the new guard salutes and says, "Orders acknowledged." 2,000 years ago, on a hillside in Galilee, Jesus gave his orders. "Go and tell the world about me." That passed on, and his disciples said, "Orders acknowledged." And for 20 centuries, one generation has said to the next, as one generation has kind of gone off duty, "Orders remain unchanged." And the job of the new generation is to salute and say, "Orders acknowledged," to carry them out in our generation. The orders of Jesus in our very ever-changing world remain unchanged for us.
Next, Pakistan's been facing some international pressure to change its blasphemy laws for some time, and it looks like the country is taking action. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
The political rhetoric coming out of the parliament sounds good, and as Christians in the West, we can applaud that. But I also know that those proposals will face tough opposition from the recently formed Tariq Labaik party, because that party specifically seeks to make blasphemy laws more stringently applied.
In fact, it was this political party who rallied the masses last November and successfully shut down Pakistan's capital for 3 weeks. Now, the government's proposed changes for blasphemy laws are extreme.
Well, this proposal says, if you make a false accusation, you should be held accountable to the same standards. And so this sort of nonsense, all the false accusations, is a slight or an offense against Islam as well. And so we're going to say you can be punished by a jail sentence of 10 years and a potential death sentence.
Let's ask God to continue turning Pakistanis to him. Pray for reform in the blasphemy laws. Get the full story and more ways you can get involved at our website. And finally, on a recent trip to South Sudan, Stuart Bowman from Partners in Compassionate Care, along with a team of people, were able to lead hundreds of people to Christ.
We presented to over 2,000 people, and out of those 2,000, over 800 received Jesus Christ as their king and accepted him.
To make this trip happen, God brought together several organizations: Partners in Compassionate Care, Set Free Ministries, Jesus Film Project, Renew World Outreach, World Mission, and Resonant Church from Northern Michigan. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries says collaboration is a must when it comes to ministry. For example, since they began operations in East Africa in 2005, they've started 15 schools.
We now care for about 4,500 orphans, and we have about 250 staff, but it's only because of the collaboration. We're working together with other people there, with the body of Christ there, with people back here, and it becomes quite powerful because there's synergy, everyone working together for the glory of Christ and to spread the gospel and go make disciples of all nations. That's the point.
So praise God for bringing all of these groups together. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is huge. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.